Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Justin from Ferndale is. Justin, are you there?
I sure am, Sarah.
Okay, Justin. Now, Steve really has been trying to stick with his New Year's resolution. So he actually is not in studio right now. He is at the gym.
What?
In our lovely building. Steve, are you there?
Oh, I am here. I'm here to inspire all the rockaholics that are thinking about quitting their resolution. Now is not the time. Go to the gym, even if you're in the middle of playing a trivia game. I'm wearing my jeans. I'm on a treadmill. Let's go.
You sound a little out of breath there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm at about 3 miles per hour, which is like a nice little stroll, but, you know, maybe I'll step it up for the game.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you know, Steve.
I'm out of breath because this is really awkward because there's one guy over there working out. Thankfully, he has headphones on. But, like, I'm wearing jeans, and I'm on the phone, and I'm on a treadmill. I look like an idiot.
And it sounds so uncomfortable.
Wouldn't it be awkward if he was listening to Beat Migs right now? He's like, is that Steve?
That would be amazing. All right, Steve, since you're already out of here, I guess, Danny, it's time to put him on hold?
Okay.
Or try?
We'll try.
All right, for those playing at home, Justin, you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. And if you lose to someone who's working out right now, it's going to be very upsetting. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the most common training command taught to dogs?
Sit.
Correct. What does the E stand for in email?
Electronic.
Yes. Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg starred in the comedy That's My What?
Boy.
Yes. Crocs first appeared on the shoe scene in what early 2000s year?
2001, 2002, 2003.
Two, yes. The name of what famous building means Crown Palace?
Taj Mahal.
Yes. What citrus beverage has used the ad slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Sunkiss?
No.
Squirt?
No.
Pass.
Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of what band?
Oh, pass.
What condiment typically goes on a BLT sandwich?
Mayonnaise.
Yes. Trenton is the capital of what U.S. state?
Illinois?
No.
Pass.
How many cups are in a half gallon?
How many cups are in a half gallon? That would be 32.
No.
Okay.
Justin, you got 6 correct, though.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I have a feeling Steve is going to be very distracted.
Hey,
are you there?
Hello. I'm here. I'm up to now 4.5 miles per hour.
Wow. Warming up.
I think you need to be going a little faster.
What are you thinking? 5, 6, what are we doing?
8.
I'll die.
Are the jeans comfortable?
The jeans are okay. The hard part is trying to run with a phone in my hand up against my ear. So,
well, you sound like you're doing great.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling it, man. I'm thriving down here. I'm getting my calories burned. I'm ready to go and play Beat Mix.
All right, Steve. Then I guess
I'll step it up to six.
Okay. And then maybe later nine. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the most common training command taught to dogs?
Sit.
Yes. What does the E stand for in email?
Electronic.
Correct. Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg starred in the comedy titled That's My What?
Homie.
No.
My dog?
No.
That's my grandma?
No. Crocs first appeared on the shoe scene in what early 2000s year?
What was that?
Crocs first appeared on the shoe scene in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
2002?
Yes. The name of what famous building means Crown Palace?
Taj Mahal.
Yes. What citrus beverage has used the ad slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Sunny D?
Correct. Brandon Flowers is the lead singer of what band?
The Killers.
Yes. What condiment typically goes on a BLT sandwich?
What condiment? Mayo. Mayonnaise.
Correct. Trenton is the capital of what U.S. state?
What?
Trenton is the capital of what U.S. state?
Ohio?
No. Steve, you got somehow seven correct, which is a win, barely 7-6.
Good game, Steve.
Oh, sorry, Justin. Wow.
It's all good.
Okay, Steve.
Yeah, let me slow it down.
No. Keep it going. You're not in studio. You're not in studio, so that means you have to sing your winner song.
You did win. We need a winner song, buddy.
I'm going to whisper. When I yelled out mayonnaise, the guy that's in the gym just looked at me kind of weird.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you can't sing. You have your beautiful voice.
Yeah,
okay.
He needs to hear it.
He's the best. Around.
Oh my God.
No one's gonna beat him on a treadmill. She's the best. Around.
Oh my gosh.
Is the guy looking at you?
No, he's not. This is very weird.
He's probably scared now.
You should go sing that in his ear. Go hype him up.
But this dude's yelling mayonnaise and singing about how he's the best around.
Oh my gosh.
Jeans.
Yeah, that just sounds like a recipe for disaster. But I hope you're having fun down there, and congrats on beating Justin.
Look, I'm doing this for the Rockaholics. Don't break your New Year's resolution, brother.
Yeah, you're an inspiration to us all.
Mm. Can I lower the speed now, Danny?
Yeah, sure.
He sounds so miserable. It makes me want to stop my New Year's resolution.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I the only one that thought there was going to be a big crash during the middle of his questions? Like all of a sudden, oh, S! And then fall.
Like him flailing off the treadmill?
Yeah.
I honestly would have loved that. As long as he was safe, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, safety first.
Bye, Steve.
Bye.
All right, I'll see you guys. I'm going to get on the elevator. I'll be back up.
Okay.
Honestly, I think he's earned himself a men's room 20th anniversary lager. Wouldn't you say, Danny?
That would be amazing if he just all of a sudden pulled one out of his pocket and is just like, hey, man, working out over there, you want some beer? I just won a game.
You can join us for the men's room lager launch party and live broadcast. It's going to be happening at Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville Friday, February 7th, 2 to 6. The men's room are celebrating 20 years in Seattle. So what better way than to do it with a beer? And the party's going to be a blast. All the info is up at KISW.com. We all have something that pisses us off on the road. 206-803-ROCK. Rockaholics, what gives you road rage? Call us now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
What gives you road rage? 206-803-ROCK. The reason we ask is because a 62-year-old Kentucky man named Frank was arrested in California after ramming another vehicle three times because the driver allegedly had their high beams on. Yeah, totally justified, right?
You know what? At first I was like, this guy's an idiot. Now I'm thinking the other driver's the idiot.
He told police he was upset about the brightness and potential radiation.
What? Okay, that part's a little off his rocker.
The
brightness does get annoying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other driver was fine, but Frank is now facing assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Go figure. So for this guy, it was the high beams that was giving them the road rage. But what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What gives you road rage, Parker in Shelton, who I understand you are a truck driver?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. And,
Parker, I feel like you're going to have a lot of things that drive you crazy on the road.
I've got two. I thought of two and maybe three. So the first one is driving northbound I-5. Everybody wants to get off on Highway 16 right there. It kind of backs up, right? So the truck drivers, we need to keep our space between our cars, right? Yep. We're so heavy. We need our space. Everybody likes to cut in front of us. Pew, real fast. Pew, right up in there in between all the trucks. And so everybody just needs to know to keep their space. The second thing is there's like no parking in Seattle. So when I'm trying to do my deliveries downtown, all these Uber drivers and Uber Eats, they're all parking in the loading zone. They put their hazards on, they run in the building, and I got nowhere to park. I got to sit there and wait. I can't block the road.
The least they could do is give you some French fries.
Yeah. Give me some of that burger that you're delivering.
Right on, Parker. Joe from Edmonds, what gives you road rage?
Okay, well, I used to get road rage about everything, like literally everything. Like I've gotten out of the car and fought people before.
Oh my gosh.
But a friend of mine, a wise man that knows more than I did, he told me that people can't cut him off. He just lets them in. And for some reason, that changed my whole perspective on driving. And I realized that people drive like idiots and there's nothing I can do about it. So getting mad and getting in road rage is kind of pointless.
It's not worth it.
Do it anyways. Dude, yeah, it's not worth it.
It's funny. I'm. You want to get in? Get on in, especially with trucks, going back to a truck driver. If I see a truck driver's got their blinker on, I see so many people speed up like that. I don't want to be stuck behind a truck. I'm like, get on in. I'll figure out a way. Eventually, I'll get around you. Or it's not the end of the world. So like, I have that same mindset. I don't really get road rage except at four-way stops. And then I just kind of lose my mind. I don't like yell at anybody, but internally, I'm losing my freaking mind.
When people don't understand like the right of way and all that?
That, and also when somebody thinks that they know how it all works and they give you like, they get mad at me even though they got to the stop sign first and they're like waving me like, come on, you idiot. I'm like, I was still rolling when you were fully stopped, brother. Like, I don't want, what do you want me to hand you a flower? Thank you. Thank you for being so kind and generous for letting me. I get so mad at this. It's so stupid.
I want to hear from Trucker Preston. We have one more trucker who's on Highway 18 right now. What gives you road rage?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Trucker Preston, I'd honk, but there's a bunch of cars around here right now, and I don't want to freak anybody out.
But, appreciate it.
Honk, honk. There you go.
Thank you.
Bouncing off of what the other drivers have said and stuff like that, it's basically, it comes down to just respect and kindness. Like, we seem to lack that when we get on the road. And for me, my biggest thing is, if you don't bully your way in, and if you, like, throw your signal on and ask to come over, I will let you in, like, 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. I have no problem. I'll back down. I'll slow myself down. Unless it's an unsafe situation, I will let you over.
Right.
Like, just stop the bullying.
Oh, dude, I hate it when you put your signal on and then you can tell the car that's in the next lane, they just start speeding up. I'm like, no, that wasn't the signal for you to go faster.
Just let me in. You're not going to get to your destination any more quickly. Have you ever been cheated on, Steve Miggs?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. That time you all went to lunch without me? I'll never forget it.
Oh, no. Well, there is one celebrity who just got back at an ex in a pretty epic way, as she made him get dinner with her and the woman that he cheated on her with. You're going to hear from her at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to this next story, we need to give a quick shout out to some of our junior rockaholics.
Junior rockaholics? We've got some?
We've got some junior rockaholics that need some shouting out this morning. That would be Caden,
Sammy,
Sophia,
and Carson,
and all the other kids on the bus this morning with Miss Heather.
Miss Heather.
They're on their way to Hawkins Middle School in Belfair, and they are rocking out to KISW this morning.
Okay, that is awesome.
Yes!
And Caden, he's the one that texted in yesterday saying that one of the greatest things that's ever happened to him was getting his dog.
Yes, and the breed of dog is one of those Catahoula leopard dogs, which I'm very obsessed with.
Catahoula?
Catahoula.
Catahoula.
The dog's name is Bodie.
Bodie.
I'm a crazy dog lady. Hey, shout out to all of the kids on Miss Heather's route this morning.
That's awesome. And shout out to Miss Heather.
Drew Barrymore recently shared a story about how she reacted to being cheated on during a recent episode of The Drew Barrymore Show.
I once I found out my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me. This was decades ago. And I took all of his stuff in my house and I put it all in his car. And then I rolled his car down his driveway and left it there and just walked away.
Okay, first of all, I think we're learning rather quickly. She seems like a very nice lady. You do not piss off Drew Barrymore.
No.
I just changed and my then I made the girl the he face. Was cheating on me with meet me for drinks with him sitting there. I was like, you're going to sit here and you're going to listen to the two of us talk. So shut up and listen. And then I drove him home and I looked at him and I go, no.
Yeah, yeah, drove him home.
Yeah.
Wow. That was elaborate.
I don't know if I'd even want to do that, though. Like, would you want to, like, let's just say you found out, like, in the past, like, so yes. You were dating somebody and they were cheating on you. Would you want to go and get drinks with the person that they were cheating on you with?
I mean, I feel like I'd be a lot more upset with the person that did the cheating than the person that they were cheating with.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be mad at them. I mean, I'd be like, unless they really knew. And I'm like, well, you're just kind of a D-bag. But, like, I don't even know if I want to sit down and have a conversation with that person.
It could be very awkward.
And also, why did the guy agree to go? Like, at that point, I'd be like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
He probably didn't know.
Well, it made it sound like he didn't have a car or a ride, so maybe he had no choice.
If I walked into a restaurant, even if I had gotten a ride, I walk in and I see the two of them sitting there. I'm turning around and walking out and calling an Uber.
I might grab whatever cash I have in my pocket back here. You guys could use this for whatever drinks and food you need. Bye. But this is the last time both of you are going to see me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would absolutely do this.
Oh, I know you would.
Sarah loves confrontation.
So you would want to hang out with the person that was the mistress?
Yes. Oh, why? And then bombard him? Absolutely. Just to see the look on that dude's face. I'm thinking, babe, oh, it's going to be a sweet date night. And then her and I are both sitting there. And then he walks in and sees both of us.
And you're like, you've got some explaining to do.
Exactly.
It'd be like any episode of Cheaters for me. I would literally just turn around and start running. Those are always my favorite on Cheaters. And like Joey Greco's like running after them, trying to interview him. And I'm like, no, I would run so fast, you would not even find me.
And then you see like the ex and the mistress all running after you too with like a butter knife. Like, yeah. We're going to get this son
get
of a bitch.
206-803-ROCK. What ridiculous way did you get back at a cheating ex? Or how did they get back at you for being the cheater? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after KISS.
The Daily Mix Show.
What ridiculous way did you get back at a cheating ex? Or how did they get back at you? 206-803-ROCK.
You look at some of the text messages. Someone said, I got back at my cheating ex by sleeping with her hotter sister.
Ooh.
That's what's up. Makes you wonder about the sister. Like, did she just not like her sister? She's like, yeah, I'll have sex with her ex. Why not?
Yeah, maybe.
My first thought originally was like, I wonder if they were twins. I'm like, oh, wait, hotter sister. They'd both be hot.
Well, one might be slightly
that's
more
true.
Hot, Steve.
That's a good point.
No, that's for sure. There's always a hotter twin.
There's always a hotter twin, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You say that with such confidence.
She's done so much twin work.
I mean,
what? Is there a thumbnail for that?
More like I have friends that are twins and one's the prettier one.
Oh my gosh, do they know it?
They've got to know it. It's pretty obvious.
No, no. See, the couple twin buddies I have in my life, that they looked, I mean, I still don't know which one I'm talking to sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's probably a hotter one. Tara and I would be able to decide. You wouldn't.
Like, just okay. They actually end up becoming like some like TikTok social. Like they went like viral. The Vinky twins.
Okay.
The Voros brothers. Like, so they're from Canada. They're wrestlers as well, and they're good dudes. And they look exactly the same. They have the same crazy hair. And I'll be talking to them. The only way I know the difference between the two is nothing to do with looks. One is goofier than the other.
Really?
So if
it's
I'm
just
having
personality.
If I'm having a serious conversation, I know I'm talking to one of them. If we're just joking around, I'm probably talking to the other.
Oh, you know, looking at them, you could kind of be their triplet.
Dude, that's what people... We were in a three-man tag match, and everyone's just like, wait a second, is that like their uncle or something like that? I was like, I need like a blonde wig.
Yeah, you just need hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
They have same facial features. Yeah. I should have shaved their heads.
206-803-ROCK, what ridiculous way did you get back at a cheating ex, or how did they get back at you? Ooh.
Somebody said I was the cheater, and my ex still had a key to my place. While I was at work, she went to my place, stole all of my right shoes,
oh,
and took my adult DVDs, but left the DVD cases.
I love that.
She had a good sense of humor.
Like it.
Have you ever been the cheater or the cheaty and any revenge involved?
I helped someone else get back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my girlfriend was dating this guy for a long time. They were kind of on the outs, but he was hooking up with this other chick that we really didn't like in the same apartment complex that we were hanging out in. So we stole the girl.
This feels very Melrose Place from back in the day.
We stole her hat. She had this hat, and we took it outside, and we lit it on fire.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the best we could do.
Was she upset about it?
I hope so. That was the whole plan.
Well, I figured that the plan wasn't, oh, good. I'm glad somebody finally got rid of this stupid hat that I own. In college, we had my buddy and I were dating these two sorority chicks, and they weren't good for us, let's just say. Mm-hmm. So we went to the sorority house during a party. We're like, let's get revenge. And we emptied out their shampoo bottles and filled them up with... let's just say we were like, they'll stay blonde because of us.
No.
We went number one in their shampoo bottles.
No.
Yeah. Not very Steve proud of it, but I do Nick say it with a chuckle in my voice still.
Funny thing is,
they were bitches.
The funny thing is, you said that. I was like, oh, you put bleach?
No.
I was like, you were helping them out, but you bleach blondes? What's
we're
happening?
Not that bad.
206-803-ROCK, what ridiculous way did you get back at a cheating ex, or how did they get back at you for cheating?
Someone just texted in and said my ex wanted to get back with me after cheating on me. So I led her on for a few months before breaking the news that I found somebody else. She was pissed.
Ooh.
That's like always the old, like everyone always says, and I think it's true. The best way to get back at somebody that maybe did you wrong is just to move on with your life and have a better life without them.
Yeah, just smile and walk away.
Not as much fun as going number one in a shampoo bottle. I get it.
Or burning hats.
Did you ever get revenge on anyone?
No.
No, you're pretty chill.
I got cheated on, but I mean, it was very much just like, all right, we're done. Like, I don't need to deal with this. And I didn't really care that much.
Fair.
Yeah.
I would love it if someone was tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet that we give out. Three of the correct answers to the 7:50 edition of Beat Migs. If that's you, you can give us a call now to play the game. 206-803-ROCK. And I should mention Steve's record, 13 wins,
yes,
10 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.